Okay, we are here with Kristen Merlin. You may remember her from The Voice. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, from Boston, and I'm super stoked to be part of CMA. This is my first CMA Fest, so I'm excited about that. And made it to semifinalists on season 6 of The Voice. And after that, I released my EP, Boomerang. So that's out on iTunes and Amazon and all that, so fans can find it everywhere. That's me in a nutshell.
Okay. My next question was going to be, what projects are you currently working on?
Currently, I'm actually working to do a second EP. And with that, I'm hoping to take a single from that and go to radio. So rock a radio tour after that and keep on putting myself out to all my fans as much as possible.
Okay. How would you best describe your style of music? Like how it sounds?
For me, my next project, I want to be like the Pink of country. So it's going to be like the pop rock edge with the flair of country in it.
That would be a good thing to hear. Okay. What's the ultimate goal you hope to achieve musically?
Musically, I hope to be on the big stages, rocking the same as Carrie Underwood and whatnot. That's my dream of being in that kind of spotlight, not for the fame so much, but as to move people with music. Because for me, I think music's very healing.
Okay. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career so far?
So far, I definitely would have to say The Voice. Being in front of that many people has been pretty intense.
Okay, now for those who don't watch the show, what team are you on?
I was on Team Shakira.
Team Shakira, okay. Let's see. Outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
Fitness. I mean, there are times when I like my donuts, but I also enjoy going to the gym and actually getting a good workout in. It's kind of another out for me outside of writing music.
Okay. What's the number one item on your bucket list outside of music?
Ooh, I think number one might be a trip to Australia.
Okay.
I want to hug a koala. I don't know.
All right. What's your favorite charity to support?
There's too many to pick from. There's a lot. I mean, I'd have to go right now with ovarian cancer, anything with that. I have a friend that's going through a hard time with battling that, and so it's just we've done a lot of fundraising, we've done a lot of events, and it's great to see the support that comes out.
Okay. What would you share your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
I'm my own worst critic, so I think that's probably my biggest weakness. My biggest strength is I love performing. You know, put me on a stage and I feel home.
Okay. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
Be yourself and don't give up. That's for sure something that you'll come across and you kind of start questioning as you're developing as an artist, is whether or not, you know, are you true to yourself or are you kind of just following the lead of what people are telling you to do, as well as, you know, if it's not happening as soon as you'd like it to happen, you got to always persevere if it's something that's in your heart.
Okay. And lastly, anything else you'd like for our readers to know about you or your music? Just kind of the floor is yours, say whatever you want.
Thank you for everybody's support so far, and those who are new fans, please check me out, KristenMerlin.com.
Okay, and what's the best way for you fans to interact with you? Where are you most active, social media-wise?
Twitter and Facebook, at Kristen Merlin for Twitter and Kristen Merlin official page for Facebook.
Okay, great, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.